I will build my church. But what about you? Jesus asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Matthew 16, verses 15 through 20. Who or what is the rock? Historically, there have been three answers. One, it's Peter. Two, it's Peter's confession, you are the Messiah, Son of the living God. Three, the rock is Christ and his teachings. The answer is all of the above. It's directed at Peter in this instance, but not to make him the first and most powerful bishop or pope. It is Peter and what he confesses. Jesus Christ is Lord, and his teachings are to be carried to the ends of the earth. Every nation is to be discipled. Peter is not being put in first place, but is being lifted up as the first and best example of how Christ will build his church. Peter was clearly not infallible. Just three verses later, Jesus rebukes Peter. Get behind me, Satan, he says. You're holding the kingdom back because you set your mind on the things of man and not the things of God. In the rest of the New Testament, when the apostles gather for a council, it's a meeting of all the churches in one place, led by their pastors and elders, Peter is one among many. He does not command. He's not the CEO of the apostles. They reach their decisions together in submission to Christ's teachings and in the power of his Spirit. It is not Peter but Christ who will build his church. I will build my church. My church will be one family. I will be their one Lord, their one Father. I, not Peter, not Paul, not the Pope, not Martin Luther, will build my church. Yes, the church will be built on apostles like Peter and John, Paul and James, but I myself am the cornerstone. To drive this point home, Jesus took his disciples on a retreat in Caesarea Philippi, almost 30 miles off course. Now, I say retreat, but it was not a place you'd go for a vacation. Caesarea Philippi had been the center of Baal worship. When the Greeks came, it was the place to worship the Greek god Pan. In the time of Jesus, it was one of the centers of a cult dedicated to the Roman emperor, Caesar. They go to this unholy place to preview the mission of the church to the Gentiles, to the nations in darkness, the nations who do not yet belong to God. The church has always been and will always be a pilgrim city in an unholy land. Okay, Pastor James, but what about the keys? The keys have been given to Peter, right? Two chapters later, Matthew 18, Jesus, speaking to all the apostles, gives them the same keys authority. He says, Whatever you bind or loose on earth, it will be loosed in heaven. In John chapter 20, Jesus says this to all the apostles after the resurrection. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they will be forgiven. If they are withheld, they are withheld. Christ's promise at the center of Peter's confession is this, I will build my church. The way he involves us in that building is through obedience to the command at the end of Matthew's gospel. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. The unity of the church, the health and growth of the church, knows no other foundation, no other authority. That's why when we get teachers and teachings that make us say, that doesn't seem right, we don't go to one person, one man, or even a group of people to get an answer and just move on. We go to Scripture and ask, what did Christ say about this? What did he say about this in the whole counsel of God in Scripture? Well, the first thing he said to the church, to you and to me, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against her.